There were some puzzled looks, and even mild displays of irritation, in Middlesex tonight, even as people rose out of their chairs to give Governor Phil Murphy a standing ovation. It was the reorganization meeting, just one on Murphy's continuing soft shoe circuit. He also surfaced in Millburn, joining another New Jersey governor for the local festivities. It proved the final stop for Governor Murphy on his swearing-in tour. Shown LR, newly sworn in Millburn Mayor Jacqueline Benjamin Lee Burberg, Governor Phil Murphy, Township Committeeman Richard Wasserman, and former Governor Richard J. Cody. Also on hand for the ceremonies was Democratic Chairman Leroy J. Jones, State Senator and Minority Leader Tom Keene and Assemblywoman Mila Yassi. Among the other key reorganization meetings tonight, rumors of the political demise of Essex County Freeholder President Brendan Gill proved greatly exaggerated, as his colleagues tonight returned Gill to a third term upon the board throne. In an alternative political universe, Gill was supposed to be collateral damage in the state chair's fight between sitting chair John Curry and Essex County Democratic chairman Leroy Jones, a consequence of the latter, win or lose, punishing Gill, Governor Phil Murphy's minder, for backing Curry over himself. And in Hudson, according to Insider columnist Al Sullivan, fundamentally, little changed from the previous year as the freeholders voted to give Anthony Van Irie the chairmanship for the fourth year, the longest stint of any freeholders since Sal Vega's term in the late 1990s into the early 2000s. Van Irie was clearly feeling good enough to give his name as Hoboken freeholder Anthony Romano when being sworn in by County Executive Tom DeGies, taking it back as the dignitaries filling the chamber left. Romano, who will repeat at pro tempore or third in rank behind Chairman Van Irie and Vice Chair, Belode, insisted on having DeGies swear him in as well, even though County Clerk Junior Maldonado offered to conduct the ceremony.